Although called the First War of Independence by many Indian historians, to many people, the events of 1857 were not really a war of independence. If we accept that a war of independence should be defined as a war fought all over a nation and cutting across regional lines, then what happened in India in that year cannot be classed as a war of independence. The first point in favour of this view is that the concept of India as a nation did not exist at that time. People did not see themselves as Indians, but as inhabitants of the state that they lived in. They had a local, not a national view. Another important point is that the fighting was not nationwide. The British had divided India into three administrative areas: Bengal, Madras, and Bombay. It was only in the first of these, Bengal, that fighting occurred. There was no fighting in either of the two other areas. Even in North and Central India, where the fighting took place, there were many native Indian princes and Maharajas that did not fight against the British. Some remained neutral, and others even actively supported the European power. Most importantly, however, many of the troops the British used to regain control were actually Indian. The number of British soldiers and civilians in India in 1857 was extremely small. There were around 50,000 British and other European people in the whole of the Indian subcontinent in 1857, of whom about 40,000 were soldiers. The number of Indian sepoys was about 230,000. In a native Indian population of about 150 million. It would have been impossible for the British to hold on in the face of the united hostility of such a large number of people if they had not been supported by many of the Indian population. Because there was no Indian nation, because the fighting was very localized, and because the British were supported by a large part of the population, we would be wrong to call this a war of independence.